which is a stone.
Okay.
And then on a leather strap.
Okay. And what do you put in a pistol?
Cartridge.
Okay.
They were called cartridge.
Okay. And this is something that children would play on. It's, you take a trestle and apply it to the
seesaw.
Okay.
Seesaw.
If you saw some children playing on these, you'd say that they were
seesaw.
Okay. What about something that would go around and around in circles?
Well, we had a nickname for it. Of course, most people call it a merry-go-round.
Uh-huh.
There's a post up here with a piece of timber on it, with a pin in it, and the kids would get on each end of it and ride round and round the circle.
Mm-hmm.
We called it a flying jenny.
Okay.
Flying jenny.
Yeah. Okay, what else? You might take a long rope and tie it to a tree limb and put a seat on it and make a
swing.
Okay. What did you carry coal in?
Well, most any kind of vessel, of course, when the coal come out to be commercially used in any country homes, they come out with a coal scuttle, you know.
Uh-huh.
This metal bucket to carry it in, and it's built with a kind of a lip on one side.
Mm-hmm.
But people in the country that burned coal those days, wasn't many of them that burned coal, everybody burned wood.
Mm-hmm.
But they did, any kind of vessel, they could pick up any kind of metal, old vessel, mm-hmm. any kind, shell.
Yeah.
No paint bucket, anything like that.
Yeah.
We used to get pine tar. You could buy pine tar in a bucket,
mm-hmm.
5 or 8, 10 gallon bucket.
Mm-hmm.
And farmers bought lots of pine tar to use among their livestock.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, in the barns, in the feed boxes where these horses eat.
Mm-hmm.
They'd smear this pine tar in, they said it was a preventative to keep these horses from contacting diseases, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd use that sort of as a disinfectant outfit, what we'd call now disinfectant mm-hmm. outfit. But they'd done it sort of as a safety for keep these horses from catching diseases.
I see. Okay, and talk about stove now. How does the smoke go out on the stove? It goes out through the...
Well, that stove was built up here just like a box.
Mm-hmm.
In the front of it, it had what were called an apron that sit out in front of the stove.
Is that like a hearth?
Molded on there, this apron.
Uh-huh.
And as I said, that was where the ashes, when they burn, they sift through a little lattice business in the inner door and come down under here, and this thing had a cover that's pulled around to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And that caught the ashes that come gradually out of this wood of burning. Because
mm-hmm.
they had to have a little opening in this grate here, see, so it could get the air to make it burn.
Mm-hmm.
Then that come out of this firebox, went up over the top of that oven, and the oven inside was independent to the outside cases.
Mm-hmm.
It went up over the top of that oven, and they let that heat drop down yonder on the back side of this oven,
mm-hmm.
and the pipe, the smoke pipe in, went off the top here.
Mm-hmm. Then the pipe fit into the...
Then you see you got the heat from this firebox into your oven like that,
uh-huh.
in from the top like that,
mm-hmm.
and from the back, backing up to you. That's what hit the oven inside.
Yeah, did a stove have a flue?
Yeah, you had to have a flue or they went into a chimney.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of them went into a chimney, just went up and cut a hole through there and put a fire in the chimney there, you know, and run that stove pipe into that.